We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, talking about different things that animals are allowed to go out with. Zok the Mishnah, Chamor Yoytze B'Mardaas. A chamor could go out with like a blanket over its back, Bezman Shehu Kshurubay, when it is tied to it, because if not tied to it, then it might fall off from Shirabim and you come to carry it. So the only time a chamor can go out with Mardas when it's tied to it. Zecharim, which are small sheep, males, Yotzim Levuvim, they go out Levuvim. And we'll see in the Gemara a few different shatim what Levuvim means. Recheilos, Yotzim Shchuzos, Kvulos, Uchvunos. And we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Ha'izim, Yotzim Tzurois. Goats go out Tzurois, which means there's something that's covering their udders. They go out with something covering their udders into the Shusharabim. And Rashi says there would be two reasons why to cover the udders. Either to stop them from having milk, and that dries them out so they can have more children, or they get fatter, it says. That's pshat. Or another reason why to wrap this around the udders would be to catch the milk. And either way, it's mutter, Rashi. Either way, this Tana holds that it's mutter to go out that way. Rabbi Yossi, Yossi v'kulam. Yossi asks all those things that the behemoth goes out with, he asks. Chutz min ha'rechel ma'kvunos. Besides for ha'rechel ma'kvunos, which means, we'll see in the Gemara, that you cover the wool with a cover to keep the wool fresh. And that's not a masri. That looks like a tachshit, that's more like a decoration. That's more like it's a normal way to go out for the Rachel to go out that way, and therefore it's not a masi. And the Gemara will explain all these things. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Izim Yoytzim Tzurois Liyavish. That we said that goats go out with something over the udder is that's only to dry them out. Avaloi Lechalov, but not Lechalov. To watch the Chalov, that they can go out. And Rashi here says the Pshat, because when they put something around the udders to catch the Chalov, it's loose, and therefore might fall off, and you'll come to carry. We'll see in the Gemara later on, it could be a different reason that you're not allowed to wrap it for Chalov according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the Mishnah. Now, our Gemara first is going to talk about the first line in the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph on top. Amar Shmuel. This din, that a chamar could go out with its blanket over its back, and Rashi speaks out, which comes to the Gemara later on, Rashi and the Mishnah speaks out, that a chamar is always cold. And therefore, to keep it warm, you always have to put a cover over it, because the chamar is always cold. So the halacha is, the Mishnah said, that it's allowed to go out with this blanket over its back when it's tied. Zok Shmuel, Amar Shmuel, v'hu shekshur loy me'erev Shabbos. This whole din, that's allowed to go out with this blanket over its back, it's only if it's tied from before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't put this on. And what's the reason why not? We're not talking about you tying it with a knot that's also on Shabbos. You're tying it with a bow, let's say. So why is it also to put this on Shabbos? So there's a lot of different pshatim in the Rishonim. What should be pshat? Taisus on top of the Amud brings down from Rashi that the pshat is that if it's not tied before Shabbos, it looks like a masui. It's only a malbush if it's tied before Shabbos. But it doesn't explain what the reason is. Tais himself says two other pshatim. Either it says it looks like it's tied on Shabbos, looks like I want to bring it out on Shabbos. I want to take out, so I want to carry it out. I want to find a way to carry it out. Another pshat is, looks like I'm taking the behemoth on a far trip. So either pshat, that's what Tais says is the problem with doing it on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Shmuel says you can't do it on Shabbos. You have to put this blanket on, tie this blanket on from before Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman. And we'll see, there's another pshat more so that, because you might lean on the animal in the Rishonim say pshat while you tie it on. So you can't tie it on Shabbos, the Mardas. Amar Rav Nachman, Asis Namadeka. Our Mishnah is Meduyik, like Shmuel, they can't tie it on Shabbos. You can't put it on Shabbos. The Ketani says in the Mishnah, Ein chamar yoytzei merdas, it says in the Mishnah later on, Ein chamar yoytzei merdas, b'zman she'ein k'shur lo. The chamar can't go out with its blanket when it's not kosher. So what's the case? Hey, chidami, ilema she'ein k'shur lo klal, it's not tied at all. Pshita, you don't need a Mishnah to tell it to us. Duma nafla leva osu asuya, there's a problem, you might fall off, you might carry it. So it's posher that if it's not tied with a behemoth, the chamar can't go out in the street with it, because it might fall off, I'm going to come to carry it. So that you don't need a Mishnah for. El alav, it must be our Mishnah later on telling us that ein chamar Yoytzim Ardas when it's not kosher from before Shabbos. Elav, Shem Ardas ain't a kshul of Erev Shabbos. It's not kosher from Erev Shabbos. Mechlal, the ratio of kshul of Erev Shabbos. I was talking before Shabbos. Shvamino. So it's a riot to Shmuel. It's a diak in the Mishnah, like Shmuel, that it has to be tied from before Shabbos. In order for the Chamor to go out with his blanket, the blanket has to be placed on its back and tied down before Shabbos. Tying down a hockey loop to the brice like that. Chamor Yoytzim Ardas. Chamor could go out with this blanket over its back to keep it warm. Bizman shekshul l'merav Shabbos. Only if it's tied from before Shabbos. And Dr. Bryce is right. But you can't go out with its saddle, even though it's kosher merav Shabbos. So every chamar had a blanket, and on top of the blanket, you put another piece of leather where you could sit on that. So that really keeps the behemoth warm as well. But since the ikker reason why you put an ukif is for malacha, to either ride it or to work with it. Therefore, you shouldn't go out with the ukif on Shabbos because that's called a masri. That's a Tanakam hold. If you tie the ukif on four Shabbos, it's mutter to go out with it because lemaisa keeps it warm. Lemaisa keeps it warm. But everyone agrees, and Rashi explains that when they have a load, they tie a string under the chest and over the packages and back over the tail and over the packages. This way it holds it firm if you go up a hill or down a hill. So those strings are not allowed to go out with because those strings are exclusively for carrying packages and you're not allowed to carry packages on Shabbos. And therefore, it's considered a masa, it's considered hayitzah and carrying when it carries these strings. But the other stuff, ukev, according to Shmuel Gamliel, at least it keeps it warm, so it could be considered something that could be on Shabbos because it's keeping it warm. Zot emor avayta. Boi mener Rav Asi bar Nosim Rav Chia bar Rav Ashi. They asked Rav Chia bar Rav Ashi, Rav Asi asked Rav Chia bar Ashi, Ma'u litei ma'adas gavar chamar v'shabbos. And this question is, Rashi explains, not going out with Shiravim. It's not a shiloh of carrying it. It means in your chotzer, the behema is cold, and you want to put on a blanket on Shabbos. Is that a problem or not? So what was the shiloh? So Tosfos has one pshat, and Tosfos Shonim has another pshat. Tosfos says a pshat is because maybe it's tircha to put on this blanket. It's tircha, and shiloh is bilad to do this tircha on Shabbos in order to keep it warm. And Tosfos Shonim learns the shiloh is the halacha is inala b'mishtamish with a behema on Shabbos. Now that I use a behema on Shabbos, so here, if you're putting on the blanket, you might have to lean on it to get it on well. You don't have to put a schlepper over it. You might lean on it, and that's why it's a shayla. If you're allowed to put it on a das, on Shabbos, on a chamar, on a donkey. That's the question. We're allowed to put, there's not why it's all. In the chotzer, can I put a blanket over a chamar on Shabbos? On Malay, mutter. So Rav Chia told Rav Asi that it's mutter. It's mutter. That's what he answered. On Malay, you're not allowed to put an ukif on in the chatzah in your courtyard, even not going out. Ishtik, Rav Chia was quiet. So Rav Asi understood from Rav Chia that he didn't like the kasha because he holds the ukif is also mutter. He asked him, like, why is my das mutter and ukif is also? So he didn't answer because he holds ukif is also mutter. So Rav Chia decided, Rav Asi asked a kasha on Rav Chia from a braisa. Ukif shagavi chamor, if you have a ukif on a chamor, on Shabbos, you want to get it off because the chamar is too hot. You want to get it off. Lo yitat lena the other. You shouldn't take it off with your hand. What do you do to get it off? Elam alicha mevia v'chatzir. You let the chamar run back and forth in the chatzir, and it falls off. Unai from elam, and it falls off by itself. So Gemara. So he asked him. He says, "Hashto litol armet loy." Taking it off, which is not much of a maisa, you're not allowed to take it off. L'haniach mebayi. You think you're allowed to put on a ukif or allowed to put on a madas? So I'm asking you a kasha from a braisa. The braisa says that you can't put on an ukuf because you can't even take off ukuf. You can't put on an ukuf, and you're telling me you let her put on a madas. What's the difference between this and ukuf? Now he asked the kasha from a braisa. Now already, Rav Chia has to answer. Amale Rav Zeira, no shafki, leave Rav Chia alone. Kerabe svirle, he holds like his rabbi. His rabbi is Rav. The Amar Rav Chia ba Ashi Amar Rav toilin traskol lebehema b'Shabbos. You know, usually a behema, when he eats off the floor. He has a long neck, he eats off the floor, bends down, eats on the floor. Sometimes you want to make it easy for the behema, make it easy for the animal, so you tie a basket over its neck, and you put the food in the basket, and eat straight out of the basket. Very good schmack. And Rav says, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Hang up the basket on his neck on Shabbos. So the kavachayim lemardas. So surely I put on a mardas. What's the kavachayim? Ma hasam does shum tainug. Ma by traskel. Because a tainug shari is mutter. Hachod mishum tzar lekolshka. In here where it's cold, of course I put on a mardas. Of course I put the mardas cover on. So basically, what I was answering is that Rav allows tainug. He allows you to hang a basket over the neck of a behemoth in order to let it eat, which is just to make it more geschmack. So kavachaymer, if it's cold, you let it put on a blanket over its back. No problem, you let it put the blanket over its back. And because of tsar. So therefore, the question was to Rav Chiya, is it mutter to put a madas on? He answered, yes. So he asked Mekashim Ukif, he says, I hold a Rav, my Rebbe, who holds the Imulad Utainig. And the Rav, Rav, Imulad put on an Ukif, because Ukif also was because of a tsar. So, and Rashi will explain later on that, like Rashi explained later on in Gimel Beis, that Rav is a Tano Apolog. Rav can argue on a Braisa. So therefore, Kamzal Fi Rav, it's mutter to do all these things, putting on a blanket, putting on an okif, and even putting on a traskel. That's a Kamzal Fi Rav. Zokta Gemara, but Shmuel argues. Shmuel Omar, Mardas mutter. Mardas is mutter to do. And traskel's also, but Tainog already, to Oynik, make a mugger schmack for the animal to eat out of a basket, that's also. Also, Rav Chiya by Yosef, Amlo Shmai to the Rav Kameh to Shmuel. So Rav Chiya by Yosef went and said over Rav Shmai to Fei Shmuel. That means that Traskel is Mutti. Let him put a basket under, on Shabbos, let him hang the basket from the animal's neck. Amlo Leitz, Shmuel said, if Abba, which Rashi here teaches my friend, if Abba, my friend, said this, Lo Yoda Abila Shabbos Leiklum. He doesn't know what he's talking about in Hilchos Shabbos. So we have a chalak to say Rav and Shmuel if you let it hang a traskel. Kisolik Rav Zera, Ashkach Rav Yom Bayefes, the Yosef Akamel and Shmeid Rav Yechanan. Rav Zera went there to Israel. He found Rav Yom Bayefes that was saying Vashmeid Rav Yechanan. Nuisdin Mardas Agabi Chamar Vashabbos. He was saying over Hamemra, you let it put a blanket over the donkey on Shabbos. Oma Leiser, Rav Zera tells Rav Yom Bayefes, you know, I'm coming for Babel. Yasha, he's saying good. Vachain Turgma Ayurch Babel. Aryoich, who is Shmuel, said that for Babel. Aryeh and Bavel said the same thing. He mamash said what you're saying. That's what he tells him. Aryeh manu Shmuel. Aryeh Shmuel. Faiti Marav. Rav Nami Amra. Why is he telling him Shmuel? Rav also says that. Rav definitely says that Mardas is Muti. Even holds a Traskos Muti. Elo Shamei. The Hava Masayim Bei. He heard that he ended off the Ein Tolin Traskel of a Shabbos. Part of Rabbi Yom Bayefes' memory of Hashem Rabbi Yechna was that you let her put a blanket over the Chamar on Shabbos, but you're not let her hang a traskel. Who's that? That's like Shmuel Taka. That Messiah Mavim Traskel, then tell him traskel of Shabbos. Amalezi told him, Yashav Echein Targuma Ayuch of Bavel. That's what Shmuel said in Bavel. Zokta Gemara, the Kuli Amamias, if you Rav, Shmuel, and Rabbi Yechna, everyone holds, Mardas is Mutti, you let her put a blanket over Chamar on Shabbos. Why is different than Ukif? So this question really is only for Shmuel Rav Yechanan, because according to Rav, Ukif Taka might be Mutter. But the question is, why is it different than Ukif, where is a Braisa, and Shmuel Rav Yechanan cannot argue on a Braisa that says that Ukif is Aser to put on, to take, it says clearly you can't take off Ukif on Shabbos, off the Chamor. So why is it different? If Mardas is Mutter, because you want to warm it, so why can't you take off the Ukif? Because it has Tsar, it's too hot. The Gemara has two truths. Shani Hasam, they could hold that the reason why you now take off the ukif by hand, the efshir, which means the saddle, the efshir, the nuffel mele, it's possible to get it off by itself, by making it run around, it'll fall off, therefore there's no heter to take it off for makam tzav, because you have a different etzah, let it run around, it'll fall off. That's one teretz. Papa amar, kan lechamama, buy the blanket, it's mutter, because you're warming it up, and there's no other way for the chamar to get himself warm. Kam letzanna, here you want to take off the ukif, because it's sweating, he wants to cool off. Lechamma is leitzaira. Letzana less leitzaira. Why not? Because it'll get cold by itself soon. Hainu damer inchi, chamra filu b'tkufas tamas kriyele. A chamar, even in the summer, is cold. And therefore, you can leave the saddle there and it won't be in major pain because it'll get cold. A chamar is always cold. Akaponim, Rav Yechanan and Shmuel both hold that a traskel, which is tainug, is usher to hang on the behemah on Shabbos, lest they learn the pshat of tircha, because it's a tircha. For tainug, you can't do tircha, but you could do tsar. For tsar, you could do it, therefore you could put a blanket on. Meisei, we're going to ask a kash from his braisa on the halacha of traskel, that Shmuel and Rav Yechanan hold it's usher to hang a basket to eat, we're going to ask a kash. Meisei, but there's a lot of different dinim in this braisa on the way. Meisei, lo yetzei asus, the son of Shul. A sus is not allowed to go out, the horse is not allowed to go out to Rabbim with a tail from a fox, used to hang it between the eyes because of ayin hara. Because that's called a masui. That's called the carrying. You can't put like a red string between its eyes to make it look pretty. Also, we said before, noy is not mutter. It must be here. It's not the derech. It's not the derech to go out something that's noy. It's like that derech tamer to go out this way. Lo yetzi azov bekishaloi. Azov cannot go out into Rishus Arabim with his pouch over to catch his zov. Lo izim bekishav edadeim. And a goat can't go out with a pouch to, over its udders to catch the milk. Or to watch from scratching, has very big udders, so it might scratch it on the thorns. You're not allowed to go out with a cover either. And the reason is because it might fall off and you carry it. And a para can go out with a muzzle over its mouth. And again, this is a masui. And the reason is because it's not a shmira that it needs, or it's not to watch the behemoth itself. Only a shmira to watch the behemoth itself is called a malbush, but something that's to watch the behemoth from something else is not called a malbush, it's called a masui, so it can't go out with a muzzle on Shabbos. And little chamayrim can't go out with the baskets over their mouth, you know, the baskets to eat from into the shirabim, because that's a shiloh of haitzah. It's not a shmira for the behemoth, so they can't go out with shirabim like that. They can't go out with their shoes. Sometimes they make little shoes for the behemoth, like a horse shoes, because again, they might fall off and you might carry it. And they can't go out with the kameya that they hang up, like a piece, they hang over its neck, a piece of cloth that has certain things they lure for. You can't put it over its neck. Even though it was used 3 times for a person and it works, you now hang it over the neck, over the behemoth. And this is a chaymer behemoth adam. We'll see what that means exactly. Right now, the Gemara thinks it means regarding the kameya. Aval, but the behemoth yotzihu be'agash al gav makach. Go out with a cast, with a bandit over its wound, because since it's a bandit over its wound, it's considered a malbush, and even falls off, they're not going to carry it because just leave it there. It's not worth anything. And pieces of wood they put on as a cast over a broken bone. Also, they go out with it because it's a malbush, and if it falls off, they're not going to carry it. And if it's sack, if it's babies hanging out of it, also it's not a problem because it's part of the guf, so it's not called a masui. And even falls out, you're not going to carry it. You want it to fall out. And if it goes out with a zug shavat savara with the bell on its neck, then the halacha is that it's part of the behemoth and it could go out, but it can't go out in shirabim. And it go out just in the chatzar, not shirabim. Now, but even though it's walking around the chatzar, you still have to stuff up the bell that says paikim, stuff it up with cotton and pieces of clothing, so it shouldn't make noise, because it's a shmas koil. To let your behemoth walk around to make a shmas koil is aser. And from this is a big discussion, are you allowed to let your kid walk around with a rattle? It could be it's negay, the same thing. But akapanim, you can't let your behemoth walk around with making noise if you have to stuff up the bell. And it can't go shiram with that either. So that's a long braisa. But akapanim, in the middle of this braisa, it says that the nala go out into shiram with the basket hanging over its neck that it's eating from. And it's mashma only because it's a masui. But it's mashma that in the chotzer, you're allowed to go out with it. Tony Mias, loisi yochim, trash mefim shiram. In the chatzir, it's mutter. So it's a kasha on Rav Yochanan and Shmuel. So Tais Rari asks, what do you mean? Who said you put it on Shabbos? You're allowed to have it. You're allowed to walk around with it on the chatzir. Who's allowed to put it on? So Tais says, bottom Tais says, that it's mashma dafko shirabim, since it speaks out the word shirabim here, no other place says shirabim the braisa, it's mashma, then the chatzir is no isser whatsoever. You're allowed to hang it on the neck. And therefore, it's a kasha on Shmuel. My love, big dayum, talking about big animals, and it says you're allowed to hang up the traskel in the chotzer on Shabbos, on the behemoth. You're allowed to hang up the basket over its neck, hang it onto the neck. And that's tainuk, umshim tainuk. So, tomorrow, loy, big tainuk. Talking about small little donkeys. Small donkeys cannot eat from the ground because they have big legs and very small necks. They can't reach the ground, pashut. And if they do, they'll tip you half over. So, it's sar. There, it's muti in for Shmuel Rav Yochanan. Loi b'ktanim shum tzar. They can amit, but do you go to the Mishnah when it's tzar? The ktani, it says in the Mishnah, Dumi de Kameya, Shvami Nada. All the case of Mishnah was Kameya, which sounds like the behema was sick, and it was going out because it needed a refuah. So Shvami Nada, we're talking about such a thing that's a refuah. Here also, you put it on Shum Tzar.